Welcome back, everybody, and welcome if you're just joining us. My name is Maggie Dawn. I'm the host of this, the Maggie Dawn Show, here across the Civic Media Radio Network, now coming to you in three states, not quite yet to Iowa, but we've got a great guest from Iowa.
So close.
Her name is Caitlin Dre. She just won an absolutely upset, eyebrow-raising, framework-busting election in Iowa's State Senate District number one. We're talking about what Democrats haven't been getting, what the consultancy class hasn't gotten. Mm-hmm. During the break, you and I were talking about U.S. Senator Joni Ernst. Just let them eat cake or go ahead, get busy dying. Senator Ernst, she formally announced that her intention not to seek re-election. You had some reactions that fits exactly within what we're talking about here.
Yeah, I mean, the video was just not great. She sounds so rehearsed and so robotic. I had another kind of colleague, grassroots volunteer. She sounds like AI. And it's just like, go stand near an open window and just talk to people like they are people. But she's very clearly reading from a teleprompter, which I, you know, like, you should have notes. You should have, you know, you should know what you want to say. That's fine. But it's just, it's robotic at best. And I think that's where we've lost people, right? Is just like, speak to people like they are people. We have to like get back to our neighbors. And we were talking during the break, it's like, I think, especially when you consider folks that have been doing this politician job for a lot of years, they've closed their ranks around themselves. They're surrounded by only their team who is in the echo chamber. They're so many degrees separated from voters that they've just forgotten how to speak to people. And I was trying to remember, because Senator Ernst has served two terms, so total of 12 years, right? Which was her campaign promise. She said she would only serve two terms. So I would offer some commendation on keeping a campaign promise, because that's, especially when you talk about tenure in that way, that's not something that happens. You know, you get in the Beltway punch, and it feels good to be close to power.
Especially
in
senators,
power.
They
honestly
have this very exalted
around.
I wish our
look
senator,
at our other look at our other half. Chuck Grassley is 90 years old.
90.
He's older than the chocolate chip cookie. Did you know that?
Oh, Caitlin, I'm filing that one away.
If you're so bad,
if you're older than the chocolate chip cookie, maybe America needs a new cookie. You know what I'm saying?
Oy. Listen, I love an Oreo as well, right?
Yes,
but I think it's like I loved my grandparents when they were alive. My grandmother passed away when she was 90. Mm-hmm. I would not have wanted her making decisions about grand policy. And the same can be said for how I feel about Chuck Grassley. Like, I'm sure he is a lovely, delightful grandfather, but retire.
Yeah, to put it in slightly different terms, we want people to bring their life's experiences to bear as elected mm-hmm. officials, right? So I don't want exclusively young people or middle-aged people or but it's important to say, hey, if you've held these seats for three decades plus, and we have an overweight to folks that are older and wealthier mm-hmm. in many of our state houses and our U.S. Capitol, the
you
question
can't
has to
relate
be asked, who experiences are left out? Yes.
Well, and like when you talk about the wealth inequality and the disparity between the working class and those people at the top, I think that age gap also speaks to why we are seeing so much policy that is geared towards benefiting the very, very wealthy, because that's the life experience that you know, boomers and above have. And so it's not really surprising in that regard. And it's just, it's frustrating because we have not seen that transfer of wealth, right? That's how boomers were successful. Their parents planned and bequeathed. And now there has just been this like stranglehold on money and property and power in the older generations, leaving people like me, younger people, and politics is one of the few places that I'm still considered young, but leading us to try and claw back or hang on to whatever we can find. That's why housing is expensive, because it's not as available, because we have people with, you know, multiple properties, and it's all these threads that like you start feeling a little bit like a conspiracy theorist, but it's all connected.
Well, and the idea at base, right? And I've heard this from many folks of a certain age, more of whom who say these sorts of things tend to be more conservative. Well, I did this, mm-hmm. I worked hard, blah, blah, blah. And then I explained to them my life's experiences and explained to them what I've done in work or share some other experience. And I'm like, some of these people haven't yet been able to afford to purchase a home. And it is mystifying because 2 + 2 = 4 for that prior generation, many of whom worked their butts off, defended us in World War II. It's not translating. It's mm-hmm. 2 + 2 = -1 now. And people are wondering why there's such disengagement and disillusionment.
Really quickly, I know yes, we're getting please. The queue, but the biggest thing is the minimum wage has not kept pace. If it had, yes. minimum wage right now would be $28 per hour. And it's in Iowa, it's $7.25.
$7.25 here in Wisconsin.
That is the perfect illustration. Yep. Yeah, that's all it is, right?
It's an insanity. We welcome Caitlin Dre to the show. Thank you so much for being here. Oh my. Iowa's state senator-elect for District 1, a game changer in her own right. We hope to see more of it, not just in Iowa and Wisconsin, but across the U.S. Stay tuned. We're going to talk vaccines and what you can do with the school year starting to keep your family and children safe. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.